I do want to say one other thing is when Eleanor and I went down to the GEM conference, you can go ahead and sit down. We went down there and we were ministering at this conference, and it was a powerful move of the Holy Spirit. And people were just laying on the floor, and it was amazing. And then the man that was speaking, I just began to prophesy to him, and prophesied that God was opening stages. He had been hidden away for a long time. God was opening stages, big stages, and international stages. And it went on, and he was just looking at me with big eyes, and he says, "Can you tell that to that woman right there?" It was Mama Gala. And I went ahead and told her. And she gave him the exact same word, almost verbatim, that I had given him. So I just thank you so much for coming up and being here, you and Aprilie. God bless the two of you. I just want you to say, be free. Release all that God has put on your heart to release and be free. Thank you.
I'm sort of wrecked right now at the moment. That last song just sort of touched my heart so much. I hated to see the team leave. And I don't know if they're gone, but that song just really messed me up. So I'm just trying to get through that right now. Something that touches deep. And then the word of the Lord that came through my sister here about the checkerboard. It was such a word for now. Did you know how beautiful? Have y'all gotten so used to Alaska that you don't appreciate its beauty anymore? No. Never. I wouldn't either. It's absolutely breathtaking. And I flew in from Texas to Portland, Oregon, and it was daylight, and so I was looking out over Portland as we were approaching, and I was, you know, how you begin to descend and you can look out and you can see. And I'm just trying to get myself where I can minister. If not, I'm going to sit down. That's all right. And I was looking out over it, and I thought, oh, just how beautiful the land was, and a lot of land, available land, empty land. It looked like to me, and then all of a sudden I said in my heart, I thought, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry, because I had a layover about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, and I thought, well, by the time I fly into Alaska, it's going to be dark, because it was like, I don't know, see, it was like, by the time I was flying in, it was like over 6 o'clock, I think it was, and then I was thinking, well, 2 hours, by the time I get 2 hours, it'll be 8:30, and it was a three-hour flight from there to Alaska, and I thought, well, it'll be pitch black dark. I won't be able to see a thing flying into Alaska. I didn't know. And so I get boarded, and I'm sitting in my seat, and you know how the stewardesses, they do their little thing, and all of a sudden she says, she says, now, if anybody on this plane wants to take a little nap, she said, be sure to keep your shade down, because as we approach Alaska, the sun's going to be so bright. And I said, the sun's going to be so bright? And I was so thankful. I thought, oh, I had heard about this. And I thought, oh, Lord, thank you. You did that for me. So I could see Alaska as I came in. And it's very important for me to... I wanted to see it so much because I had seen it in the spirit realm some time back. And then just to get to see something here and get to put your feet on the ground and get to walk your streets and get to feel the atmosphere that's here. And since we connected in the spirit realm with Eleanor and Robert, Alaska has become in my ears and heart. And then my family, Aprilie and My grandkids have all been here. I don't know if y'all remember them being here. Kelton is my grandson, and Kelsey. Kelsey came, and last summer she was a part of the, what did they call it, the youth camp. And she served in the youth camp. And then Pastor Josh has came down and to where we are now in Texas, and he came and ministered to a group of us that were there, and that was the first time I was able to meet Pastor Josh. So I'm saying all this to tell you how much I love you and how much I honor Robert and Eleanor and how much I honor the Kingdom Alliance and how much I know that this is such a God thing and how much I know that God is moving and how God is raising up the voices of the apostolic and the prophetic for such a time as this. Because I don't know about you and your walk with God, but there has been years that I didn't have that operation in my life as far as the apostolic speaking into me or the prophetic speaking into me. I had an experienced the evangelist. I experienced definitely the pastor and then the teacher, but we were missing that apostolic and that from where I came from, we were missing that. And many churches are missing this still. And so God is wanting to bring the apostolic and the pastoral, the prophet into the house of God and bring this balance that is so beautiful and bring an entrance of the kingdom of God into our lives, every one of our lives. You see, you're the body of Christ. This building's not the body. Abbott Loop Church is not the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. And so we need to have the fivefold ministry, every part of it, operating in our life. And it makes such a shift and change in our life. So how blessed that you are to have Robert and Eleanor operating in those two and bringing this together as an alliance. It's a powerful, it's of God. Anything that is of God is powerful. Let me get my little thing open here. When the Lord called me, long story, but not going to share it, but he called me to be a teacher. And no, I take that back. He called me, actually, he said to me, he was calling me to be a servant. I've operated more in the teaching role, but I've actually operated in all five of the gifts in a variety of different ways. I've never called myself anything other than maybe just a teacher. And my spiritual father, my daddy, father in the Lord, Brother Norval Hayes, that was a part of what he really operated in and flowed in. By the way, he's 91 years old today, still with us on the earth, and so honored to have his spirit still on the earth. Many have gone on to be with the Lord, and I always hate to see the generals to leave the earth because we still need them desperately. We need their spirits desperately on the earth. And so, let's pray. Horamande selabahose. Shelemaho. Shelemahale. Inelo sidelo bukui telamandelo sitele da boturi kite. Hishela husela mahale hikuturomate. Hishendela hosite le yetelo hosite. Lora mahandela hasi le hishendela laboho. Yendela hase husela mahandora mahai. Hike yehi, hike yehi. Huyandela hose, A shift. If you have ears to hear and a heart to receive, you will shift. Raise your arms and hands high into the high, bring them high. Get them as high as you can. Say, Jesus, I receive it. I receive it now. I receive it now. Open up my ears, oh God. Open up my eyes. God, open up my heart. Remove from me any hardness in my heart. Remove from me any selfish way in me. God, remove. Nothing but you, Jesus. Nothing but you, Jesus. Shift me. Shift my family. Shift us in Jesus' name. Robert, is there another microphone? If you wouldn't mind, be my reader. And if I want you to read the scripture for me whenever I need you to. If you don't mind, I've never asked that before, ever. Have I ever asked that? No. Oh, the Holy Spirit showed me that earlier.
Testing, 1, 2.
Yes. Harabondora basite. I don't know how much time I have. And I want you to know I honor your time. Holy Spirit showed me several months ago how, I'm going to say this quickly because I don't want to take too much from the Word of God, but the Holy Spirit showed me something about people that get ready to come to the house of the Lord, and you took away from whatever you got going on in your life, and we all have busy lives, and you take away, you know, you might leave your husband or wife at home, or you might leave your kids at home, or you know, you're going to rush through dinner and you sort of gobble it down, or you think, oh, well, I'll eat after church, or I'll do all those kinds of things. And then you get into the house of God, and then whoever's ministering, they just blabber on. And then you leave and you think, and you didn't get touched by God. And the Holy Spirit said, then I have to start over. I got to start over and get them back into my house. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because while you're here, he has got something so specific just for you. See, so while you're sitting here, I may be just talking and I may be teaching and the Word of God may be coming forth, but the Holy Ghost, the revelation of the Holy Spirit, is whispering things in your ear.
Yes.
That's the anointing of God. You know when you've heard an anointed sermon or an anointed word of God coming forth because you will eat on it for days. You'll think about it. You'll think about it. Or the Holy Ghost will bring it back up to you. And you'll just mull around on that thing like a cow. You'll just chew on that thing. Oh, that's the Holy Ghost. And that's what I've prayed over this service. Because if I've titled anything at all, this is what I titled it. Kingdom Alliance. Alliance to the Kingdom. Kingdom Alliance. An alliance to the Kingdom. Turn to Luke 10, those that brought your Bible, and then go ahead and read Luke 10, 17 through 20. Arabocosite.
Verse 17. The 70 returned with joy, says the Lord. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan falling like a lightning flash from heaven.
Say that again.
And he said to them, I saw Satan falling like a lightning flash from heaven.
Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, saw that. Woo, think about that. Just think about that. Before anything, Jesus saw that. Go ahead.
Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power of the enemy.
Yes.
Over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you.
You can stop right there. Say, thank you, Lord, for power and authority. And I use my authority. I use my authority. Say it again. I use authority in the name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against me shall harm me, nor my family, nor my children, my grandchildren, their children, for the next 1,000 generations until Jesus comes. Whether that's whenever generation that happens, and it may happen today, but yet it may not happen today. So that's a prayer I've prayed over my family for years and years and years. Jesus was the first one to come preaching the kingdom of heaven. He was the first one that came preaching the kingdom of God. Now we're hearing more about the kingdom and the kingdom and the kingdom, but it's nothing new. I was saying today that we get so caught up in so many different terminologies, and we just think, oh, this is something new, but it's not new. Jesus came teaching it, and he would say, the kingdom of heaven has come unto you this day. Ooh, glory to God. When the kingdom of heaven gets close to you, when the kingdom of God begins to touch your spirit, see, God is a spirit, and he operates in the spirit. He doesn't operate in your little, as Brother Norval says, your little pea mind. He doesn't operate according to what you think in all your five senses. He comes and he begins to penetrate and ooh you and begins to do a trembling in your belly. You see. So the kingdom of heaven, when Jesus came, oh, it was close, all right. Couldn't get any closer when Jesus came. Heaven has become very close to me. When Randall, my husband of 37 years, will be 5 years this coming office, this coming August, went to be with the Lord. And I know those that have lost loved ones, you might have encountered a more closeness to heaven when one of your loved ones left the earth. And so it was with my husband. At times, especially shortly after he left, when he left that night, there was such a shift in our family. We felt it all. We felt the shift. But at times, shortly after he had left, at different times, there would be an open portal over me. There is a freedom. Let me just explain it like this. There is a freedom. It is like, or I can compare it to having weights on us. See, on the earth, whether you realize it or not, you know, gravity keeps our feet down here. Now, when we're up on that airplane, that's the only way we're going to get up
off the ground very high without that use of that machine being able to get us up there. So gravity keeps us down. And while we're here, there are just the atmosphere of the earth can try to linger on us and stay on us. And I like to say they're sort of weighty, not the weighty of the presence of God. But when you get into the presence of God, you begin to feel that lighten up. And as you get closer to the things of God and you stay into the things of God and you just move in the things of God and you get your flaky mind away from the things of this earth and you stay and focused with the things of God, things lighten up and the favor of God begins to overwhelm you to where even the earth, even those around you favor you and they don't even know why they do. Now, times you'll be tested. There'll be times you'll be tested. But raise your hands and say, thank God for the testing.
Thank God for the testing.
Because in the testing, oh, there's such value in testing. Woo. We could preach on that. On two occasions, the Lord allowed me to hear words spoken in heaven after someone left the earth. Their conversation. The first time was my husband's words. When he first saw the Lord after entering into heaven. But I first heard Jesus tell me, and he whispered in my ear that night. And he said, he's with me now. When he said that, I knew that my husband and Jesus were face to face. When Jesus says, he's with me now, at that moment, me on earth, Randall in there, up there, in heaven, and with Jesus at that moment. And at that same moment, the Lord allowed me to hear what Randall said. You know what he said? He was crying. You say there's no tears in heaven, but there are tears of joy. And he was saying, I'm not worthy to be here. I'm not worthy to be here. You see, I think when we get with Jesus like that, and you think of, you know, that was a beautiful thing that they said about me, but I've done nothing. I have done nothing hardly ever. I think about great men of God that have done great exploits for God. Maybe some of them has lost their lives and heads cut off. I think when we get to heaven, who we think was some great big yodel-odel will realize that the greatest of all was the little intercessors. And so I heard my husband say, I'm not worthy. Well, I understood exactly what he meant. Knowing my husband after 37 years, I knew exactly what he meant. But God graciously, there he was in heaven. And so heaven became very close to me. And let me get this back on. Don't you hate these things sometimes? So, on two occasions that's happened. The second time it happened was, do you all remember Paul Crouch of TBN? And remember Paul Crouch? Randall and I, back in the early 80s, we had an encounter with the Lord, and my husband got so beautifully baptized in the Holy Spirit. And the Lord led us, and we found TBN and started watching it. So every night at 10 o'clock Eastern time, couldn't wait to get the kids in the bed, and we'd turn on and watch Paul Crouch and their live program, Praise the Lord live program, every night. He and Jan Crouch. And I began to so honor this man I began to so appreciate what God was doing through this man and how he fought such battles. He fought such severe battles of the call of God that was on his life, but of what God had entrusted him in that ministry. And he would hold up his hand like this. He always had his little finger come like this. And his little fist, and he'd go like this. Lord, I say, oh God, that's the fist of the Lord. And he'd say, the glory of the Lord is going to fill the whole earth. And TBN's going to fill all the whole earth. And I watched it, city after city, country after country. And do you know that everything that man said came to pass? But did the battles ever happen to that man and his family and things that they went through? But when he left the earth, I was so sad that day he left the earth. Like I said, he was a general in the Lord. And for whatever reason, I guess it's because I prayed for them so much and I loved them. I didn't know them personally, but I was just drawn to them by the Holy Spirit. Dearly loved Jan. I saw her from a distance one time. Just dearly loved her. And the Lord opened up my ears for me to hear when he entered heaven. Do you want me to tell you what Paul Crouch said? You want to know? He said, I can't even begin to do it like he did it. He said, Oh, it was worth it all. Oh, it's worth it all. I don't know what your all is. Oh, I don't know what your all is. I know what mine is. I know what my family's been. But it's worth it all. And I heard his voice. And it came from so deep inside. I have not yet to this day heard the groan and the tone and the oh that came from his toes clear up. Oh, it's worth it all. It's worth it all. Do you understand what that means? See it now as it's worth it all. Know it now that it's worth it all. Know it right now that it's worth it all. No matter what you've ever gone through, no matter how you've ever suffered, no matter how you've ever been rejected, no matter how. You are here, sitting here in a life place. And you can receive your freedom even now as we speak. And the word of God comes forth. The anointing that comes upon me is, I don't have to lay hands on you. I might lay hands on your pew and God takes it and bloop. You see? Sometimes God will point somebody and I may lay hands on you. I don't know how the Holy Ghost wants to do it, but I'm just telling you it's worth it all. And you can sit here without any bondages and baggage of the and residue of the earth. And did you know when you first get to heaven, after you're greeted and after you've seen Jesus and everything, one of the first things they're going to do is take you into the river of life. And you get to bathe in the river of life and get the rest of the residue of earth off of you. I want you right now, stand up and shake it off. Shake it off. Woo! Do you know this is what David did? Did you know this is what David did? David, in the presence of God, He got, and when I studied it out, it said that he would get, and he would physically go. Get off of me. Get off. off of me. Get off of me. Get off of me. Just get off. Get off of me. Get off. I don't see some of you shaking. Don't like the frogs. Don't sleep with the frogs no more. Get it off. Woo. If you saw a bug in your bed, what would you do? In Florida, we get some of those big old palmetto bugs. I don't know if you get them up here. And even in Texas, they can get really big in Texas. I tell you, if I saw one of them creatures in my bed, you think I'd lay there and sleep with it? I'd shake that thing out. I'd shake it off. And that's what we have to do in life. We got to shake the things off that has penetrated us. Shake it off in Jesus' name. Shake it off. That's the kingdom of heaven come near to you. Your participation in shaking it off. You can go ahead and sit down. Woo! Several weeks ago, I was lying in my bed. I was almost asleep. The Holy Ghost come and whispered in my ear. And he said, Kingdom Alliance, an alliance to the kingdom. I said, Lord, what'd you say? Said it to me again. It is for this reason why I know that I know that I know that I am here at this moment. 3 or more months ago, I'm not sure exactly when, but on an early Sunday morning, the Holy Spirit suddenly gave me like a snap view shot of Alaska. Now, at that moment, I had not Robert nor Eleanor on my mind at all. Hadn't thought about them in days or weeks even. And early morning on a Sunday, waking up, and I got just woke up and had a snapshot of Alaska. And I began to see Alaska as I even flew in. Like I said, I saw things in the spirit realm over Alaska. Alaska is vast. Alaska, what I saw, was mysterious. Alaska, what he showed me, was so rich. In Alaska, there are hidden pockets that are deep and wide. I even wondered, as I saw it in a flash, if even any human person had ever touched some of those deep places of Alaska. If it's ever been walked on or touched or dealt with, any kind of human touch at all. I wondered, I don't know. You may know, I don't know. He began to show me, been strategically, locally led by God, Alaska's location on the globe of the world has been strategically by God placed specifically where it's located at. It's not an accident that where you're at on the globe of this earth. But suddenly, I began to see this huge canopy. It was like a tent, like a canopy, with these giant, they were giant. And the reason I'm having to stick with my notes because the Holy Ghost is on me so much, and I knew it was going to be this way because of the warfare that I had getting up here. Because I could literally stand up here and teach for hours. You don't go to Africa and just teach 30 minutes or 45 minutes and go sit down. It don't happen. Lord willing, I'll be going back in October. So y'all pray for me. But suddenly I saw this huge tent like a canopy. And it had giant, round, strong stakes. Not like you're going to make a fence or something, but it was huge. They were huge, round, huge stakes. And it was dug. They were dug so deep down into the very soul and the ground of this marvelous Alaska. And these stakes supported this canopy and this tent. The tent was tied so securely down by these stakes. There were four of them on each corner of Alaska. One, 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 one. They were so massive and deep. And when I say into the soil, I want to say the soul of Alaska. You hear me? And they were securely holding down this tent, this canopy. And it stretched so completely that every inch of Alaska was covered. Now hear me. When I say inch, I literally mean an inch. Now you know how vast Alaska is. So picture an inch. Every inch it was covered. I didn't know why the Lord showed it to me. I really didn't even have revelation of it until time went on and he began to show me. But these huge stakes kept it so securely down. I usually don't instant message Eleanor, but early that morning I did. And I shared with Eleanor and Robert what I saw in the spirit. And somehow in the connections that only God can arrange, I know that Robert and Eleanor and my sister here have divine appointments with assigned keepers. As I began to pray on what God, and I said, I told them exactly what I saw, and I just sort of encouraged him, but I didn't have complete understanding of it. It was so new. The only thing I knew is I needed to text her, and I said, when you get a chance, call me. And she texts back. She said, I will, and I will such and such a time, and they did. And we talked for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes on the phone. We prayed together, hung up, and I said, God, I need to know what that was all about. The Lord's allowing me to release this tonight. Not just for Eleanor and Robert, but you are a part of the alliance of the kingdom. Just like my sister prophesied about the checkerboard and falling to the, just surrendering to the master of the checkerboard. God began to give me just some spiritual understanding that the pillars of where they're at that go deep into the soil and the soul of Alaska is a part of the doorkeepers, gatekeeper of that particular area in Alaska. Alaska itself. And I'm sure I'm not telling you anything new. I don't know if I am or not, but is a gatekeeper to the world. Do you know that? And this couple right here is gatekeeper to the gatekeeper. They're gatekeepers to this area. They're one of the pillars or the poles that's gone down deep into the very soul. And it started with you. And it has gone down so deep into the very soul of Alaska. And what the Spirit of God's wanting to do, and I almost feel like, I don't even know who was the last speaker you had, but it kept coming to me for several days that I'm piggybacking on some things that he said. And I don't even know what he said. But I keep saying, I kept hearing piggyback, you're piggybacking, you're piggybacking. I said, all right, I'll piggyback. But what God has laid on them of Kingdom Alliance, what is Kingdom Alliance? It's where you begin, and they are commissioned by the Holy Father to connect with the other gatekeepers of Alaska. And there is things that are happening in the spiritual realm that is in the area of the militant. And there's been more militant activity in and around Alaska, whether or not you know it or not. And there's some militant of the enemy that is trying to settle in, unbeknowingly, secretly. And God has got his eye on it. Not a surprise to God. Right now, I take authority over this room in Jesus' name. Right now, I take authority over every demonic spirit, every spirits of doubt and unbelief and fear. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we cover it right now in the blood of Jesus. Because you're privileged to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is about ready to say. Because you will need to be a part, if you so choose, the assignment. You know the Mission Impossible show? If you so choose the assignment, here you go. Well, this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you tonight. If you so choose, here's the assignment. But for them, supernaturally, divine appointments, God setups, Holy Ghost dealings, they're going to be connecting up with other gatekeepers. I began to even think about it. I said, God, are these gatekeepers even human beings? Are they all angels? The Lord began to show me they're going to be caught up in the Spirit. They're going to be receiving great counsels from the Lord. Strategies, secrets for the Lord, from the Lord. Not just involving Alaska, hear me. It's not just involving Alaska, but it starts in Alaska and it's going to affect the whole globe. And God is going to connect them. And they're going to be raised up into the very council of heaven. And God is going to show them some plans that he's already got made in regards to this militant activity that has increased unbeknowingly, that is really even underneath our noses. While I've been here, I've had 3 incidences. I'm not going to share all of them, but I will one. We went to one of the little restaurants, and we had to wait, I don't know, 20 or so minutes to eat. They had to take our number and, you know, our name and all this and that. It was for lunch downtown someplace. Oh, I love walking your streets. And walked in. We're waiting, standing sort of there by the door. All of a sudden, some of our military people, I don't know, how many were there, 5? 5 or 6. They just start coming right, parading right by me. I said, wait a minute. I said to him, wait a minute. Thank you for what you're doing. I want to thank you for what you're doing. See, the Lord had already given me this word. And the first place I go, they got in, well, my body time. It was what we got in body time, 4 o'clock in the morning. But by the time we got home and got with Peggy and them in their home, I don't know what time, midnight? It was midnight, 1 o'clock. So this was the next day, the very next day. Hadn't seen anything other than the tops, other than finding a place to park, walk in this place. The Lord had already showed me the militants, and all of a sudden, the first thing I see come walking towards me was these six dressed in full of their full stuff. Now, I let them walk by me, and then I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. They stopped and turned around and looked at me. And I said, thank you. Thank you. I knew it was not an accident. I knew that I'd heard from heaven. I knew that what I needed to say here tonight was vitally important for Alaska, for the spiritual climate. I don't need to tell you that there's hurting people in your streets. I can go on to two other incidences, but I'm not going to. But I'm telling you that there is a shift. I can't explain it other than me doing my arm, and I think one of the prophetic words that was spoken, it's like, in the spirit realm, there's a hunger in the streets for what is real. What is real? Is Jesus really real? Is he real? I'm not talking about the church. They already know about the church. That's the reason they don't want to come to church. Half the time, I don't blame them. I'd rather be in services like this, get mashed. I can't even hardly preach, can't even hardly speak, because I get mashed by the Holy Ghost. I mean, a few minutes, I didn't know if I was going to get to say anything or not. But I'm telling you, there is a move of the Spirit in the streets that only God can do. How many of us have got loved ones and we have blah, 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 and done everything that we could to try to have convinced them to get right with God? Done everything we could. Said everything. Prayed every prayer. We have to wait on the weighty presence of the Lord. Because it has to have to be oohed in. No one can come to the Father except through Jesus. It's a work of the Holy Spirit that draws them in. And many times we pray and say, Father, touch and soften their heart. And yes, we should pray that. But along with that prayer, we should be saying, Holy Spirit, whom? Whom? Convict. And in the church, what do we need more than anything else? Conviction. When's the last time your heart convicted you? When is the last time your heart convicted you to where you repented before the Lord? Praise God. You got such an anointing when you got up to pray. Dear Gussie, I could have sit right there and just bathed in that anointing that's on your life. Dear sir, and I know that it's come with a price. I know it has. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's no game we're playing here, guys. Yeah, it was a chess game, she explained to us, by the Spirit. But it's no game this is really real. This is really real. To where you, when you get to heaven, you say, oh God, it's worth it all. It was worth it all. It was worth it all. Are we okay? So God is going to be doing, and already has started, some alliance work for this couple here. I don't know, maybe one day they may even write a book about it. Who knows? I'm not prophesying that, but I'm just saying I wouldn't doubt it. Because it's going to be that. The next generation needs to read it. We fail. We failed to tell our next generation about the power of God. We failed in many ways to allow them to experience the power of God. So God is strategically, all right, Lord. I'm sort of messed up here, you guys, and you don't even know me. But God has such a plan for what he sees it all. He knows it all. And God, not only Alaska, but there's other things around the earth that's happening. But God has picked and chosen such deep-rooted individuals. It's deep, deep, deep. We were in a service with Benny Hinn and his son-in-law, Michael Koulionis. I don't know if y'all have heard of him. Precious man of God. It's his son-in-law, married Jessica Inn, Benny Hinn's daughter, Jessica. And we were in one of the meetings, and we were in praise and worship. And all of a sudden, God began to give me a song, and I began to hear the sound of this song. And I quickly, on my pad, I began to write it down as quickly as I could, because I'm definitely not a songwriter. And it was the deep calling unto the deep. And the Holy Spirit said, when you, in your deep, call unto me. It reaches my deep. Your deep connects with my deep. The deep. When you're deep, see, he knows when you're calling, from what level you're calling him. So when things of life get you down and you begin to cry out to God from your deep, it immediately goes to the depthness of God. And it's like accelerated. Things begin to move. When you're deep, say this with me, let my deep. Say it again, let my deep. Put your hand on your belly. Say it again. Let my deep cry unto the depthness of God. Now, when I was getting ready and packing my suitcase, and everybody around that knows me, I do my hanky thing. I always have hankies. I always choose my, they're man's hankies, and I always, always choose my husband's hankies. Well, he's been gone 5 years, and I've went through so many hankies that he had, and I've given some of his hankies away to the grandkids, and the grandkids, because of the anointing and just the power of God, and even what God said in the book of Acts about the claws. So God at different times has had me give my hankies. It's been a while, but so I was getting ready, and I had bought a brand new pack of hankies. First pack I've had to buy since my husband went to be with the Lord. I couldn't smell my husband on them. Holy Spirit said to me as I was packing my suitcase, he said, I want you to get one of those new hankies. And I want you to give it to Robert as a gift from me. I want you to use it when you're preaching. But I want to, for you to say to him, Happy Father's Day. And he told me he would tell me exactly when he wanted me to do it in the service. Just a second ago, he said, now, release it into his hand. God is calling you, dear sir. And if I had a bucket, I would wash your feet. You're an apostle of the fathers. You're a father. And the Holy Spirit. This is a gift from the Father. And he said, Happy Father's Day. Thank you, Lord. Now, I've told you what their assignment is, and it gets a little bit more detailed because when God says he's going to take them up into councils, and I said I didn't know if they were humans or I didn't know if they were human beings or if they were going to be all angels. I don't know. I really don't know who these, who's the gatekeepers of these other three pillars are. But they're in Alaska. But they're going to be taken up into the counsels of God. And they'll be going to be given strategies, prayer strategies, assignments. God's going to tell them strategic things. Almost like a war room. You remember the little movie, The War Room? Only that lady knew how to pray. She valued it. So that's what's going to be happening to them. But what is going to be happening to you if you so choose this assignment? You mission impossible thinking people. When God has already told us all things are possible to them who believe. You see, there's a synergy that begins to happen. There's a synergy that begins to happen where there's an alliance of agreement for a specific end. And so it's being synergized by the glory of God. It's all about the kingdom of God and the glory of God over Alaska that's going to affect and have a rippling effect over the rest of the United States and many, many other countries around the world. And what will be your part as you sit here tonight? Oh, this is one of Daddy's hankies. Oh. So what will be your assignment? Hear me well. Have you ever felt like that you had, how can I word this? That you were sort of running, that you'd missed God in so many areas of your life, and you missed opportunities, and you thought, oh, if I could just make up that time, if I could just do it over again, or if I could just be where I once was with the Lord. Has anybody ever experienced that besides me? Several months ago, three, four months ago now, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, those things, Gayla, that's been bothering you like that, if you'll get up with me every morning at 3 o'clock, if you'll get up with me every morning at 3 o'clock, I'll meet you. And I'm going to shift every bit of that. And I'm going to accelerate some things in your life. So I said, 3 o'clock in the morning. Dear Gussie, Lord. But see, when you begin to understand God's timing, that's the early morning. That's the early morning of things when God, do you know at 3 o'clock, God comes down and looks to the earth at 3 o'clock in the morning? He takes a sweep over the earth of what's going on at 3 o'clock in the morning. He begins to do a sweeping, looking at 3 o'clock in the morning. When most people are sound asleep. He challenged me. He said, if you'll get up at 3 o'clock, there's going to be such a shift. So I struggled. And I thought, oh God, he wants me at 3 o'clock in the morning. So first 3 o'clock in the morning, I said, all right, Lord, I'm here. I didn't feel a thing. I had to press. Second, nothing. Press. I said, Lord, I know you told me 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm here. Where are you? Press. Third morning, press. Went on. And all of a sudden, I don't know, went into the second week. By this time, immediately, I wake up right before 3 o'clock, and I jump out of the bed. I opened up my eyes, and there in my bedroom, I felt like he was standing over my bed, and the Lord was in my room. The Lord had come into my bedroom. I couldn't hardly move, and I rolled out. I didn't let my feet touch the ground. But I rolled out of the bed and I got as low and low as I could get. And if I could have dug a hole, I would have dug a hole. And he said, my people that know how to pray, they know how to lay and get deep and low. And they know how to hide from the things of the world. And they know how to hide. But I'm telling you, Gayla, there is a season where there'll be no more lying low, but you're going to be raised up so high above the storms of life. When you are seated with him, you are high above, where no principality or power or anything can touch you. And I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. I feel like I've missed you so many times. I feel like I blew it. 2 years ago, my family, we blew it in a strategic move that God wanted to do. We all knew it, that we were called to a specific thing, an area. We went in there, so here we are. We're here to save the area. And we blew it. Stupid. Every one of us blew it in some dumb way. And now that door's just went bloop, closed. You know, when God says don't grieve the Holy Spirit, he don't want us to grieve him. He wants us to be obedient, but he wants it his way. How many times have you planned something? And you know that scripture says that many are the plans of the righteous, but the Lord directs our path. You see, we plan, and how many times has your plans ended up the way you planned it? No. Sometimes don't even look like it. That God is directing. Well, I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. We have got to, and I said to the family, I gave them a word. I said, we got to unravel. It's like you got to take something. You know, just picture, you just get yourself all raveled up, tied up like a billy goat. And it takes the Holy Ghost to start unraveling. Only God can unravel some situations and circumstances that we in our error, not that our hearts were pure. Our hearts were pure. God knew that. That's how come he can unravel us. But we made some wrong, we made and said some dumb things that just sort of, the people weren't ready. And we just thought everybody was ready. We were ready. So we get there, we're ready to go. We were like those, have you ever seen people dive off a diving board into a swimming pool? So we were ready to dive. We're springing up and down. And then we realized there was no water in the pool. No water in the pool. You don't want to dive off a board with no water in the pool. So I was apologizing to the Lord about it. And I said, Lord, don't know how this is going to unravel, but it's you. So if you want to get really intimate with the Lord and have some encounters, I just ask you to get up every morning at 3 o'clock. If you like to take your mission impossible. But in that time, there'll be some things that he'll want to say to you, and prayers and a communication that you, he'll take you into a deeper level that you've ever had before. There'll be times where he will want you to pray for them, these three, and raise their arms up because many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Say, I've been delivered of everything, all. All. And when I say that, I declare it over your whole family. And so I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, if you will take it, you're going to see the miracle working God in your family that you so yearned, but it's going to cost you some hours of sleep. What happens when there is an alliance to the kingdom? Say, the kingdom of God does not look like the church. Things that happen in the kingdom of God, now hear me. Things that, let me rephrase it. Things that happen in the church can get ugly looking. Shouldn't happen. The church has become non-convictional. They just don't have, some of them don't even have the conviction of the power of the Holy Spirit. Some leaderships and poor people, they just sitting there and don't even know, oh, and that's, I don't even want to go there. But the church has made so many mistakes. But when you begin to operate in the kingdom of heaven, you cannot act like the church. Now hear me. You cannot. I, the only way I can describe it, I showed Eleanor today. Only way you can describe it is I heard Jesus do this. And I saw him open up a big door. And he was calling for the church. And he was saying, come on in. Come on in. And when they entered in, those that had ears to hear, when they entered into a love feast with Jesus. They entered into a perfect fivefold ministry of the apostolic and the prophet and the evangelist and the pastor and the teacher. They walked into a place of great honor and respect for themselves and for each other. Oh, how they loved each other. How they honor each other. There's no more backstabbing. There's no more lying. There's no more jealousy. There's no more. It's all about we've got a job to do, and we've got to align ourselves with the kingdom principles, with the kingdom, what God is doing. It's not what the church is doing, but it's what God is doing, thus saith the Lord, over Alaska, over all of the world. And we're going to align ourselves. We're going to align my life. There's going to be some things I won't be allowed to do anymore. I might not be able to watch some of my favorite shows. There may be some things that I'm not allowed to do, but the Spirit of God will absolutely visit your home and create such miraculous things happen in your life, whether it be salvations, whether it be healings, whether it be bringing in money to you, appointments, jobs, sales. The kingdom operating in the kingdom is operating in great revelation. Operating in the kingdom is operating in a place of great honor and the fear of the Lord. Do you hear me? Some of us don't even know what the fear of the Lord is.
This word is important for Alaska. It's a word that really needs to be sown into. Grab a hold of the word and say, yes, Lord. That's for me, Lord. But sow into the word. Sow into it and let the anointing of the Holy Spirit activate you.
The Holy Spirit is asking you and pleading with you. Please, partner. Dedicate your life. Submit to him 100%. Don't play games no more. Time is short. Time is short. Time is short. First of all, your babies has to have a touch from God. Your neighbors, people you work with, people that will be quickened to you. You maybe just, this happens to me a lot. I'll just walk into a place. I don't go say something to something just because they're a human being. But if I'm quickened by the Spirit, I know I'm on assignment. I can't leave that spot until I obey God. And I got to say something to the people. God loves you. God is wooing you today. Don't miss this day of visitation. And this is what I'm saying to you right now. Do not miss this moment of invitation and visitation. You have got to align your alliance to the kingdom of God. And that's between you and God. It's so easy right now to say, oh, I can stand up and say, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Praise God. Woo, 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 woo. But whatever the Holy Ghost tells you to do, do it. When he called me into the ministry, he did not call me to be an apostle. He did not call me to be a prophet. He did not call me to be an evangelist. He did not call me to be a pastor nor a teacher. He came to me and he said, I just want you to be my servant, period. That's all. And since 1973, that's all I've done. But in being a servant, I've operated in all five areas. Yeah. I've operated in all five areas of that. I'm nobody. I don't want to be nobody. Only to the kingdom of heaven. My family gets upset with me. My grandson, he's right now over in Romania. And he said, Nana, I want Mama to FaceTime this because I want to. I said, no, we're not going on FaceTime. Or Facebook. Facebook. Do it live Facebook. I said, no. Nana, it's time for you to come out of the closet. I said, I've worked too hard to get into the closet. I don't want to come out of the closet. Do you hear me? I'd rather be one of God's hidden jewels. I don't need this. I don't need this microphone. But I'm on assignment tonight. I'm on assignment in Alaska these few days. And I've been here to tell you this, that if you will take the challenge, the blessing that's on the other side is going to absolutely change the course of not just your life, but your generational line. Your generational line. It's not all just about you. It's your generational line. He is going to redeem you from curses of your own generational things. Oh my. Is this heavy tonight or what? Is this heavy? Am I too heavy? Game is over. Chess is over. The actual chess game, but not the actual chess and him being the master chess player. If you will say, God, use me in this latter day, because when I get to heaven, I want to hear thy, well done, good servant, well done. And I want to hear you say, wow, it was worth it all. In Isaiah 11, Robert, I think it's in chapter 11. I think it's in starts at verse 2. Yeah, honey, you're in the spirit. I'm going to declare this over you all, and I want you to stand if you don't mind. Robert, I just want you and Eleanor to stand, and Miss Muddy Girl, come here. Huh? Oh, Mary, I knew that. And Miss and my daughter, Aprilly. As he reads the word, I want you to hear it. Read it in your Bible. Go ahead, Robert.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom,
yes,
and understanding.
Yes.
The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and of the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord.
Go ahead.
And shall make him a quick understanding.
Yes.
And his delight shall be in the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes.
Come on.
Neither decide by the hearing of his ears.
Stop right there. Now there, Isaiah's talking about Jesus. But we are the body of Christ. So what Jesus has, we can have, if you so choose to receive that assignment. How do you want to operate? Do you need wisdom tonight? Anything you got going in your life you'd sure like to have some wisdom on? How about the spirit of might? Dear Lord. Oh, I could teach and teach. Right now I could just stop and teach. But that's not my assignment. The gift of faith. Ooh. Have you ever had the gift of faith fall on you? Saved my daughter's life and my grandson's life at birth. Gift of faith hit me. Had no hope. My grandson, Kelton, that y'all saw, he's in Romania right now. Born at 28 weeks. She began to bleed to death. They had to surgically, placenta began to rupture, ruptured inside of her. They had three seconds, I think it was, to get him out. They got him out. Cut his butt real good, getting him out. But he was born dead. She was dying. I tell you, the Spirit of God hit me in that hospital. You may act like, let me show you how I act like. Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
You want to see a mama bear? Full of the Holy Ghost? He ain't taking my babies. I knew something happened. One of the nurses, they let me go back there where she was. They were working on her, trying to bring her back. I saw Kelton. He was dead. You know, it's a shock at first, you know. I said, "No, you don't." And I touched her foot. I'm telling you loud, this ain't even half the loud, and I'm on a microphone right now. And that whole staff, her doctors, those nurses, all in that operating room, and they let me in there. Because they knew she was going. They thought she was going. And I touched her foot. No. No. He Then they showed me where Kelton was. And he was in another room. And I go running over there. And every step I took, it was in that hospital halls. No, in Jesus' name. And I looked down at him, and they had him all in this huge thing, and I couldn't touch him. And I said, no, 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 devil, no. And then I go running over back to April. I go running back to her. I went running back to her, and I touched her feet again. Then I'd run back over to Kelton. Life came back into both of them. Life came back. Gift of faith hit me.
Yes.
I knew they were not going to die. You couldn't have told me anything different. It was done. It was done in the spiritual realm. They airlifted Kelton to another hospital in another city. And I had to leave her because I had to go sign papers to get him into that hospital. So I sat there and I waited. I got down to that hospital as quick as I could. Whole trip down there. I didn't even know it, but half the church began to show up. One of the pastors. One point, and I'm hollering and screaming in tongues as loud as I could. The whole hospital could hear me. And I looked over, and one of the pastors was running by my side. And I remember thinking, when did he get here? When did he get here? Drove down to Chattanooga, Tennessee, where they'd taken Kelton. And they said, we'll have him ready in just a minute. We'll let you go back and see him. I knew. The moment, Robert, I touched him, he would be made whole. I knew it. And there he was. They'd been working with him. They had him all wired up, so many wires and little old cone cup on his head. I said, I have to touch him. Oh, no, 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 you can't touch him. I said, I have to touch him. So they put me down, all this stuff. And I put my hands in through this thing. And I went in and I watched my fingers. It was like slow motion. And I watched my fingers touch his body. And in 16 days, we had that little fella home. Where they told us if he'd ever come home. They told us if he did come home, he would be in there for at least 6 months to a year, and that all of these things would not work for Kelton, that he wouldn't be a normal child. Well, you all have seen Kelton, some of you. But God, through the gift of faith,
yes,
operating in the kingdom of God, you have rights.
Yes, yes.
You have rights.
Right.
Do you hear me? You've got rights. You got to just take them before God and say, God, my faith connected up with your faith and your word is going to move this mountain in my family. And they will not die and leave the earth without a touch from you. Now, they may not act like how you want them to act like. You got this preconceived idea of what holiness is. And you got this preconceived idea how you think they're going to act. But when they get touched by God, God takes care of all of that. So if you will just be so nice to keep your mouth shut and allow God to do a deep work in them, and then you will sit back and watch them come forth and blossom and bloom where they will bloom exactly how God wants them to bloom. Urabaka, do you have ears to hear? This is one of the benefits of the kingdom of heaven, if you so choose this assignment. If you so choose it. Align yourself with the kingdom. Align yourself. Get out of the realm. I'm not saying stop church. Don't do that at all. But there's certain church things that's happening that is not so much God. And if you're in a church where things is moving and it's the Spirit of God, get in there and get your heart in there and you be a part of it and you support it in the spirit, in the soul, and in the body, and in the finances. But align yourself with what God is doing in the alliance of the kingdom and kingdom alliance. Watch the words that you speak. Read the book of James. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Get your five senses out of the way and hear God from the Spirit, and not by what you think, not by what you feel, not by what you've seen, not by what you smell, nothing of your fivefold senses. Get it out of the way. Let the Spirit of God come in and bring you counsel and instruction. And he will instruct you specifically how to pray. He will give you specific prayers to pray. He will give you specific scriptures to pray. And that's where you're praying effectively and fervently.
Yes.
I don't even know how to close this. This is such a holy thing. I don't even know how to begin to unwind from this. Joel? Is it the piano player? On his way. Harabandela Rabako. Hurabandela Rabako. Is that your name? Father, in the name of Jesus. Whoa! He talarabasa talarabako satai. Ine hishande lura bakandela da bakasatai. Lura bayanda la hasatai. Oh! You have no clue. Ora bandela da bakuya. You've not seen nothing. You've not seen nothing your whole life. Ine la basandela bakositela da bako. Grab it, grab it, grab it from the Spirit of God, saith God. Grab it! Grab it! Grab it. This night your life will change. Let lite ina lilaho nona la bahai uriande hisi lura ande lura bakasatai. Holy Spirit just said something to me. Go ahead and hit the piano. Holy Spirit just said something to me. If you so choose this assignment, this is a practice that you can start doing every day. I want you to put your hands on your head. We're going to close with this. That song that you sang, that last one, in a minute. Play it, though. Put your hands on your head. Repeat this prayer with me. Father God, touch my brain. Heal my brain. Father God, move on down to your ears. Touch my scalp. Touch my ears. Father God, touch my eyes. Move on down, God. Touch my mouth. Father God, touch my teeth, my gums, my tongue. Let nothing come out of my mouth that is not in your word, that lines up with your word. No more negative. No more doubt. No more fear. Father, touch my neck. It supports my head, my vocal cords, all the ligaments in the that goes up into my brain. Lord, anybody with a stiff neck in here, just put your hands right there and say, be loosed in the name of Jesus. Be loosed in Jesus' name. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Touch your spinal cord at the nape of your neck. Say, Jesus, touch me right there. And move all the way down to the very tailbone of my body. My back, it is all healed and strong. Lord, now touch your chest and cavity area right here. Father, my heart, my lungs, open up my lungs that I may breathe. If you deal with asthma, be gone in Jesus' name. If you're dealing with asthma, be gone. And allergies, be gone in Jesus' name. My heart and all of the things pertaining to my heart, be open in the name of Jesus. I speak to the blood flow that flows through my heart, that goes into my brain, that goes into every organ of my body, clear down to my toes, is free of plaque, is free of everything, of any kind of contaminants or infections. My blood is clean. My blood is flowing with the blood of Jesus. It's in my blood veins. Now come on down to your stomach area. Let's speak to the pancreas and the liver. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, the pancreas and the liver, be whole in Jesus' name. Be whole in Jesus' name. Let's speak to the stomach and the digestive system and the colon and the female organs and the male organs in Jesus' name. Every bit of it, get in line, divine align. Did you know to be in a line is to be in alliance? Say that with me. To be in alignment is to be an alliance. Anything that's in there that is not of God, be gone in Jesus' name. All female problems, go. Any kind of infections, go. Your bladder area, be raised up, ladies, in Jesus' name. Be raised up in Jesus' name. Your female organs. Young ladies that would like to have a baby and cannot, be healed and receive the seed in Jesus' name. Put your hands on your hips.
Oh,
hips, you will operate perfectly. I won't need no hip replacements because I am free to move. Free to move. Go on down to the fore part of your upper legs and down to your knees. Knees, be healed in Jesus' name. Down to your legs. This part of your legs that tries to go numb. There's extremities of your legs and your feet and your toes that tries to go numb. Speak to them in the name of Jesus. I don't know how old you are, but there is no age in the kingdom of heaven. You do not have to die. Yes, our body's decaying, but you don't have to allow the decay to decay you. You can just leave this earth and walk normal, talk normal. You don't have to leave here all crippled up in Jesus' name. It's your kingdom inheritance. It's worth serving the Lord accurately. It's so worth it. Jesus is so worth it. Let's speak to our toes and our feet. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, no more sore toes and sore feet in Jesus' name. The bottoms of our feet. In Jesus' name. No more burning. No more burning in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us whole. You see, what God is doing in your natural body, He's so doing in the spiritual body. That's the reason why the church is in the palm of God's hand. And even though the church doesn't look like what it should look like in some places, I know this ministry is a powerful ministry of God.
That's right.
And just the little bit of time I've spent with the pastor here, I'm just telling you, he's a man of God. He's a man of integrity. He's a man of his word. I like a man like that. I like when someone says to me, yea is yea and no is no. I love it. I love it. This is what you have here in this ministry. You don't know how Alaska is so blessed. It looks like the kingdom of... It's getting into it more deeper. Ministry. This ministry is getting more deeper into it. Go ahead and sing that. Do you know that song I'm talking about?